That play only took about 4 seconds off the clock. He will inbound it. Gets it into Martin. Very nearly knocked away by Robertson. Now she'll throw it to Walker, who crosses the timeline with it. And she's called for carrying. Yep, she sure did. Mount Tom's going to turn it over with 7:19 left to play in the game as they lead by 9. Robertson's going to check out of the game for Benton as she's replaced, I believe, by Anna Davis. Gray into the front court for the Lady Panthers. Dribbles to the right wing. Mount Tom in a man-to-man. Ball's knocked away. As ball now another jump ball is going to be called as Mount Tom is going for the steal. And it will be Benton keeping it with the alternating possession. 7:02 left in this contest. Again, a 9-point Lady Bomber lead. Morrow will inbound it on the near sideline. Gets into Gray. Gray dribbles the circles. Takes the screen. And looks like a foul is going to be called on the screen. Mountain Home got away with a little too much contact as they were trying to get away from that screen. That was Riley Walker with her second personal foul, team foul number 5 here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. Gray takes the inbound pass from Morrow, dribbles up to the top. Now heads to the left side. Now towards the elbow, she's going towards the low block, going up for the layup. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball. I thought they were about to call a foul, and it will be Mount Tom's basketball on the possession arrow. Wow. Big call there. 6:37 left to play in the game. Mount Tom gets the ball back, leading 27-18. Husky looking to inbound to someone, and Mount Tom's going to take a timeout to avoid a 5-second call. 6:37 left to play. It is Mount Tom leading 27-18. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
How many of you listening want to improve your job status, your earning potential? But secondary education has always been a dream because you already work full-time. ASU Mountain Home offers online blended courses, which provide online classes and face-to-face instructors. You can train for a new job while holding down your old one. And with the mechatronics, programming, nursing, other degrees, you'll get a sustainable career that's in great demand right now. Classes start soon. What are you waiting for? Apply online at asumh.edu. Your future starts now.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Mount Tom takes the timeout to avoid the turnover with a possible 5-second call. So they'll inbound once again with 6:37 left as they lead Benton 27-18. Inbound pass goes to Martin. It's a full court man for Benton. Martin does get it across the timeline. Dribbles between the circles. Gets some the distance between her and her defender, Katie Morrow. Now Martin still dribbling up at the top. Mountain Home's not really showing much in the way of movement right now. Martin's dribbling to the right side. Now throws it to Husky in the corner. Now up top to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer gives it to Walker on the left wing. Walker drills toward the top. Now is going into the lane. Now kicks it up top to Martin. Now Martin's going ahead into the paint, going up for the layup, off the glass and in. Good job by Emma Martin. She now has 4 points. 29-18, Mount Home back up by double digits. 5:40 left in the game. Here's Gray into the lane, going to go up for the layup, and she's going to be called for the travel. This is definitely an area of emphasis where Mountain Home has done better of taking care of the ball. As Benton, I've counted 12 turnovers for the Lady Panthers. 5:35 left to play in the game. Mount Tom gets the ball back, leading by 11. Husky inbounds it to Walker. Full court man-to-man defense once again for Benton as Walker does get into the front court. Throws it up top to Martin. Now Martin's going into the lane for another layup off the glass. This one will not go. Well, late foul called, and Emma Martin will head to the free throw line. It's almost like it probably was a foul, but it seemed like the official was waiting for her to see if she was going to hit the basket or not. That foul is on Caitlin Ginther, her first personal foul, team foul number four against Benton. Emma Martin at the free throw line, her first shot up, no good. That's just the second free throw attempt for Mountain Home tonight. Mallie Tabor missed the other one. Second shot for Martin is up, and she misses both. The rebound is controlled, tipped around and controlled by Foreman. She tries to go up for the layup, no good, and this time Benton comes up with the board. Gray into the front court, has it on the right wing. Takes the screen from Davidson. Still dribbling on the right side. Now takes another screen. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And Walker gets the rebound for Mountain Home. 5 minutes left to play in the game. Mountain Home leading Benton 29-18. Walker into the front court. Drills to the left elbow. Now goes to the right, towards the right elbow. Picks up her drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Gives it to Foreman just outside the paint. Now she'll throw it to Martin on the right side. Now Pfeiffer has it on the wing. Pfeiffer is going to dribble towards the low block. Picks up her drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now throws it back to Foreman on the wing, up top to Martin. Looks like Mount Holmes is just trying to milk as much clock as they can. The ball goes to Walker in the left corner. Walker's going to dribble up to the top. And now she's going to be fouled by Katie Morrow. That is Morrow's third personal foul, team foul number five against the Lady Panthers. And Benton is going to take another timeout. 4:12 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home on top, 29-18. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank was founded locally, right here in Mountain Home in 1963. For over half a century, we've invested in our local economy, helping local families and small businesses just like you realize your dreams and goals. I'm Scott Copeland. At Integrity First Bank, we pride ourselves on only being as big as you need us to be. We invite you to come by and visit us at any of our five Twin Lakes locations, Mountain Home, Gasville, Lakeview, or Flippin, and experience for yourself just what it's like to bank on Integrity First.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Well, Benton takes that timeout. They just have one left. Mountain Home with two left. Mountain Home up 29-18 with 4:12 left to play in this contest here in the Class 6A State Tournament. Foreman takes inbound pass, gives it back to Husky. Finds Foreman going into the lane for the layup. Rolls around and goes in. Anna Grace Foreman with 4 points. 31-18, Mountain Home leading it. 4 minutes left. Gray into the front court for the Lady Panthers. Drills toward the right side, going towards the low block, going up for the layup, no good. Rebounds controlled by Hannah Pfeiffer for the Lady Bombers. She'll throw it to Martin. Martin will walk it into the front court. 13-point Mountain Home lead. Martin is going to throw it to Walker on the left wing, down to Husky in the corner. Gives it back to Walker. Walker's going to drill towards lane. She's going to be fouled. Katie Morrow, I've got that as her fourth foul. The scoreboard has this three because they had given one to number 15, who wasn't in the game for Ben earlier. So that's a 16th foul against Ben. Anna Grace Foreman takes an inbound pass from the low block, puts up the layup, good. Good lob pass from Peyton Husky to find Anna Grace Foreman there. Perfect position for that layup. Here back the other way, Gray tries a jumper near their elbow. Her shot is no good, and the rebound is controlled by Walker. She's going to be fouled in the backcourt. And now Riley Walker is going to go to the line for the 1-1 situation. Anna Davis picks up her second personal foul, team foul number 7 against Benton. So Riley Walker going to the free throw line with a chance to add to Mountain Home's 15-point lead with 3:11 left of the game. Denise Robertson's going to check in for the Lady Panthers, replacing Italy Gray. First shot for Riley Walker is up. No good. She misses the front end. Offense rebound, though. She chases down her own rebound, and Mount Holmes going to set back up, and now she's going to be fouled once again. That foul is on Katie Morrow. So I guess they're going to count that as her fourth, because I've got that as five because of the of who they charged one to earlier. But it'll be another one and one for Riley Walker. First shot is up and in, so she does earn the bonus here with 3:06 left to play in the game. Leah Jackson is going to check in for the first time for Mountain Home, replacing Peyton Husky. Jackson is a 5'6 sophomore. Second shot for Walker is up and good. She's now 2 of 3 from the free throw line with 2 points. 35-18, Mountain Home leading it. Over 3 minutes left. Morrow back the other way, going into the onto the low block. Her pass to Anna Davis, well wide of her, and Mountain Home's going to get back on the turnover. 2:59 left to play in the game. Lady Bombers leading at 35-18. Here's Pfeiffer coming back into the front court, throwing it to Martin on the left side, who mishandles the pass but is able to get it back. And now that foul is on Katie Morrow, so that is going to be her fifth foul. Ninth team foul against the Lady Panthers. Katie Morrow is going to check out of this game with, well, she was not able to score in this one. Anna Grace Swarm is going to check out for Mountain Home, replaced by Kyra Penn. So it will be a 1-1 for Emma Martin. She is 0-2 from the free throw line with 4 points so far. 2:51 left to play in the game. Martin's first free throw is up. No good. And now 0-3 from the charity stripe. The rebound is controlled by Kennedy Stringfellow. Here is Anna Davis with the ball on the left wing for the Lady Panthers. 2:40 left. 17-point Mountain Home lead. Ball goes up top to Davidson. She takes screen, drills to the right side. Up top to Stringfellow. Her three-pointer is up. No good. Offense rebound for Davidson. She goes back up with the layup. She can't get that to go. And Walker comes up with a rebound for Mountain Home. She'll be fouled in the backcourt. So that puts Mountain Home in the double bonus, as that is the 10th team foul against Benton. And that foul is on Mackenzie Davidson, her third personal foul. So Riley Walker back at the free throw line for two free throws. She is 2 of 3 from the charity stripes so far tonight. First shot is up. Good. Madeline Collins is going to check in for Mountain Home, replacing Hannah Pfeiffer. 36-18, Mountain Home leading it now. One more free throw for Walker, though. Walker's second shot is up. Good. 4-5 from the free throw line for Riley Walker with 4 points. 19-point Lady Bomber lead. Less than 2.5 minutes left. Back the other way. Robertson going into the lane for the layup, and she's going to draw the blocking foul and head to the line for a pair of free throws. Riley Walker picks up her third personal foul, team foul number 6 against Mountain Home here in the second half. So Denise Robertson will head to the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has yet to score in this game. 2:21 left to play as Robertson's first free throw rolls around and goes in. Now we're having some sort of delay right now. I think they're just, I guess they're just trying to wipe up a little perspiration off the court. And while that's happening, are they going to allow the subs to come in or not? I guess not. Anselm does have a couple of subs waiting at the bench. I don't know why they didn't let them come in, but looks like they'll wait. Robertson's second free throw is up and in, so now they'll let the subs come in as Robertson has 2 points. It will be Abby Martin and Effie Hardy for Mountain Home. Hardy, a 5'11 senior, and Martin, a 5'7 sophomore. Here is Jackson back the other way. She's going to have the ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Stringfellow near the half-court line. And it will be Mountain Home keeping possession with 2:17 left to play in the game. 37-20, Lady Bombers on top. Here's Collins looking to inbound it, and she's going to be called for the 5 seconds. So Mount Holmes going to turn it back over with no time running off the clock. Street foul inbounds it to Davis. Davis dribbles to the right wing for the Lady Panthers. Now goes to the low block. Kicks out to Davidson. A little over 2 minutes left. Mounts on with a 17-point lead. Davidson has the ball knocked away from her. But Ben's able to keep possession of it. That is Kayla Clayton with it, who checked in a little bit ago. Now Davis has it in the right corner. Out to the wing to Davidson. Davidson is going to be drills to the corner, and a foul is going to be called away from the ball on Kyra Penn. That is her second personal foul. Team foul number 7, so a 1-1 is coming up for Ben, and it will be Anna Davis shooting the free throws, or at least one free throw. She is so far 2-2 from the charity stripe with 7 points. 1:48 left to play in this game as Davis's first free throw is up. No good. She misses the front end. Rebound is knocked around. Controlled by Robertson. Benton will keep possession of it. Robertson has it on the right side. Throws it to Davidson. Davidson dribbles between the circles. Now goes towards the paint. Looked like she got away with her using her forearm there. Puts up the jumper. Misses everything. The ball was knocked in, though, and kept by Benton. Stringfellow has up top, throws over to Davidson on the right side, down to Clayton in the corner, back to Davidson. Davidson will throw it up top to Robertson. Now back to Davidson in the corner. Davidson's going into lane for the layup. Good. Mackenzie Davidson now in double figures with 11 points. 1 minute left to play in the game. Mount Sinai leading by 15. 37-22 is our score. Abby Martin picks up a drill in the backcourt, and she's going to be tied up, and alternating possession will give the ball back to Benton. Mount Sinai will turn it over with 53.3 seconds left. Illy Gray will check in for the Lady Panthers as she replaces Kayla Clayton. 37-22, Mount Sinai on top, and looks like Mount Sinai will advance to the quarterfinals where they will play Greenwood Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Davidson dribbles toward the right wing. Now throws it down, tries to throw it down low block to Illy Gray. The ball was knocked out by Mount Sinai. Good defense by the Lady Bombers. And Matt Benton will inbound it with 39.9 seconds left. Davis will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. It gets in to Gray after the ball was knocked around. Her jumper, no good. Offensive rebound for Benton. The ball goes out in the on the left wing to Kennedy Stringfellow. She puts up the three-pointer. Good. 37-25, Mountain Home leading it. Collins takes the inbound pass, gives it back to Jackson. Has the ball knocked away from her, but is able to get it back. Now throws it to Abby Martin, who gets it into the front court. Martin will throw it to Penn in the left corner. 14 seconds left. Now ball goes up top to Collins. Ball goes over to Abby Martin on the left wing now. 5 seconds left, and looks like they're just going to let this. Well, just as I say that, Robertson comes up with steal, goes up for the layup, and that basket will count, but not too little too late as Mantanon will come up with the 10-point victory. Our final score tonight here in the Class 6A State Tournament, Mantanon defeating Benton 37-27. We'll start the RBS Bank postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same value. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, East.